It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning, it's our sixth annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, recommended summer reading list show. We have reviewed hundreds of books and put together a list of what we think are some of the best reads in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. Not only do we have the best books, but we have interviews with the authors of the most talked about books of the past year, including Kwame Alexander, author of the Newbery Award-winning breakthrough novel, The Crossover. He talks about his new publishing company, Versify, and his latest project, a picture book called Undefeated. Then we introduce you to a pair of debut authors whose novels are receiving rave reviews and have made our list this year. Plus, an author with local ties shares her tender tale of growing up with a disability. Her empowering picture book, still to come. For a complete list of all the books that we selected for our recommended summer reading list, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and like us there. We begin our recommended summer reading list show in the picture book category. Saturday Night Live's Vanessa Bayer is an Emmy Award-nominated actress and comedian. Her new picture book, How to Care for a Very Sick Bear, is based on her real-life health battle. It's one of the eight books we selected in our picture book category on our recommended summer reading list. It's our pleasure to welcome former Saturday Night Live cast member Vanessa Bayer to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing most excellent. Thank you so much for asking. Now, you are an Ohio native, is that right?
I am, yes. I'm from a suburb of Cleveland.
All right, cool. So we have this whole Ohio vibe going on here. So let's start with Saturday Night Live. Let's talk about how you got that gig and what was the audition process like to get that job on Saturday Night Live?
Well, I had been doing improv and stand-up and stuff in Chicago for about 6 years. And so I was performing all the time and writing all the time and stuff. And then every like summer-ish, SNL would come to Chicago and see showcases. So I finally got into a showcase 1 year, and I had prepared some impressions and characters and stuff. And so I did them, and they flew me out to New York to audition for them again and do a screen test. So that's kind of how it happened.
Wow, look at that. And so did any of your characters that you had in that workshop, did they eventually make it onto Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yes. The first thing I did in my audition was I had a Miley Cyrus impression. So I started with that. And then I had my poetry teacher, which has made it on the show, my child actress. Those are the big ones that made it on the show. I had sort of a bar mitzvah boy type of little boy character that wasn't exactly the bar mitzvah boy, which in retrospect, I can't believe I didn't do that in my audition, but some other characters like that. But those are kind of the big ones. Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of your repertoire of characters, did you have a favorite character that you played on SNL Saturday Night Live? And by the way, we loved your Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. I love doing Miley. I really love doing the bar mitzvah boy because I think it's very close to my actual personality. And it's sort of like how I really am. And then a lot of people who have seen it, who know my brother, have told me I'm doing an impression of my brother, Jonah. So it's funny because I feel like it's sort of a mix of my brother and I. So that I really like doing it. It's very fun.
And in case you're just tuning in, it's our annual recommended summer reading list show. We're speaking to former Saturday Night Live cast member Vanessa Bayer. The title of her book, and we'll get to that later, is How Do You Care for a Very Sick Bear? But let's talk about the camaraderie on the set of Saturday Night Live, because you have people like Adam Sandler that works a lot with former castmates like Chris Rock in several movies. And then you have the women who did things like Bridesmaids and things like that, and they seem to work together. What is that camaraderie like on the set of Saturday Night Live? Because you guys seem to stick together outside of Saturday Night Live.
Well, I think you really become close with people because you spend so much time with them. And also, the hours are really long. You know, I mean, they can be, you know, we stay all night Tuesday night writing and stuff. And so you're just with people so much that you just naturally become very close with them. And so it makes a lot of sense to me that a lot of people continue working together because you form some really amazing friendships there.
So for you, Vanessa, do you have any friends from Saturday Night Live that you really bonded with, that you still keep in touch with, that you still work with?
Yes. I mean, I just was hanging out with my good friend, Karen Killam, who I started with. And, you know, he's from California and I'm from Ohio. And we had really different paths getting to SNL. But one of the things I feel so lucky about is, you know, that it brought us together. And so he's still such a good friend of mine. And I knew A.D. Bryant for years and years before either of us was on SNL from Chicago. And being on SNL together, you know, just brought us closer and stuff. So there's quite a few, but some that I met there, some that I already knew. But, yeah, it's been really amazing.
Okay, so you left in 2017, is that right? Was that a difficult decision for you?
It was hard to leave because I love everyone there so much, but I just felt like it was time for me to go. And also, it's really exhausting. Like, physically, it's a very exhausting job. And I think my body was sort of telling me time to be done with this a little bit.
All right. So let's talk about this new book. I know you're really proud of this book. Now, before we talk about the book, there's a backstory, because you growing up, you had an illness. Is that right?
Yes, when I was 15, I was diagnosed with childhood leukemia. And so that was something that I dealt with when I was a teenager. And, you know, when I was sick, all of my friends, like, were really, really supported me and really rallied around me and stuff. And as I got older, I realized that, and so part of the reason I wrote this book is that as I got older, I realized that a lot of times when someone has a friend who gets sick or is going through a traumatic time, they don't really know what to do to help them. And so I want to remind people in this book, or teach kids, you know, in this book, that the best thing to do is to, you know, show up for them and support them. And so this book that I wrote, How Do You Care for a Very Sick Bear, is about, you know, if you have a friend who's sick or going through a hard time, the best thing to do is to be there for them. And here are some different ways you can be there for them. And it might seem scary, it might seem hard, but it's your same friend who you love.
Now, you know, I had my dad, he battled Alzheimer's disease, and it's funny or strange how people react, you know, either draws people closer to you or people just go the opposite way and they just really back up far away.
Right. And so I think that's a lot of times people's reactions is like, I'll leave the person who's sick, I'll leave them alone, I'll let them have their space. But I think that's not really for the person who's sick. That's for the person who, you know, the friend who's kind of scared and doesn't know what to do. So I think when in doubt, it's like, reach out to your friend who's going through something, and if, you know, or your family member. And if, you know, they're too tired or they're not up for playing or hanging out or talking or whatever it is, let them tell you that. You don't necessarily need to just assume that about them.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to our annual Recommended Summer Reading List show. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for children this summer in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For more information on the show or our complete list, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. On the phone with me now is former Saturday Night Live cast member Vanessa Bayer. The title of her book is How Do You Care for a Very Sick Bear? The book made our recommended summer reading list in our picture book category. Now, you alluded to this, but tell us about the actual storyline in the book.
Well, it's about two bears, and one of the bears gets sick, and so the other bear just comes and brings games and hangs out with the bear, and they still have fun together, and it shows that they still really love each other and can still, you know, have great times together even though the one bear is sick, and that the bear who's the friend can still be there for their friend, and here are different ways they can do that, you know, and that it might seem hard at times, but it's okay.
So for you, Vanessa, on the personal side of things, how difficult was it for you to open up and talk about your battle with leukemia? How difficult was that for you?
You know, I think that it isn't that difficult for me to talk about it. Maybe it's because it's been such a long time, you know, since mm-hmm. I was treated and stuff. But also, I think I'm just naturally a person who's very open and very up for talking about things. So, or you know, I wouldn't probably have gone into this industry. So I think mm-hmm. I wanted to use sort of my ability to just like talk about myself nonstop to sort of address some of these things that might be harder for other people if they didn't have my incessant need for attention to talk about.
So, Vanessa, you wrote this picture book, obviously for young children. What is it that you want young children to get from this book?
Well, I think it's a really simple message that I want to teach children, which is that if you have a friend who's sick or going through a hard time, they're still your same friend. You should be there for them. But I also think in a lot of ways, this is a book for adults. And, you know, I think a lot of adults will be reading this to their kids, Because I think for as much as, you know, I want kids to know to do this, I think adults a lot of times forget that, you know, that they should be there for their friends who are going through a hard time. And so I hope that people of all ages will kind of take from this book that, yeah, it's hard, it can be difficult, it can be scary, but your friend who's going through a hard time is still your friend who you love. And so, you know, be there for them and show up for them.
And so, Vanessa, I know you're a very busy woman. What's next for you and what else are you working on?
I'm in the very early stages of developing a show with Showtime, so that's been really fun. And then working on some other things here and there. I'm very crazy about not wanting to ever jinx anything, but I'm working on some great things, and I just moved from New York to L.A., which oddly, I find a lot more similarities between L.A. and Ohio than I used to. Like, it's, you know, people have lawns and, you know, it's nice. It's nice to be here again.
And Vanessa, if our listeners would like to find out more about you, find out more about the book, how can they do so?
On all my social media, I have links to find out more about the book. And you know, I'm always posting lots of stuff about myself at Vanessa Bayer on Twitter and on Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Vanessa, for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it. And a great book. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
All right. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to former Saturday Night Live cast member Vanessa Bayer. And again, it's our 6th annual recommended summer reading list. It's our pick of the best books for children to read this summer in picture books, middle school, and young adult categories. For a complete list of all the books we selected, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and like us there, and you'll find the complete list there.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.